Did you know you can save up to 70% on the best brands just by shopping at FromRebel.com? We're talking about strollers, car seats, high chairs, espresso machines, cookware, everything you need for way less. Here's how it works. Every single day, Rebel drops thousands of new products on the site for up to 70% off. It is a constant stream of endless deals from top brands like Upa Baby, Nuna, Baby Bjorn, Breville, Nespresso, KitchenAid, Le Creuset, and more. But you have to act fast because every deal is one of a kind. So if you see something you love, make sure you add to cart fast. So stop paying full price when you don't have to. Whether it's baby gear, kitchen upgrades, or a treasure for your home you didn't know you needed, Rebel has it for way less, up to 70% less. Shop from Rebel.com and save big.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
You're listening to the Preacher's Side Chick Murder Trial of Latasha Daniels from the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today.
State calls Captain Draper.
Morning, Captain.
Good morning, sir.
Do me a favor, stand here, face the judge, raise your right hand.
Do you swear upon to tell the all truth?
I do.
All right, you may have a seat, sir. You may proceed.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Could you state and spell your name for the record?
Samuel Edward Draper, S-A-M-U-E-L-D-R-A-P-E-R.
And where are you employed?
Cargo Police Department.
And what's your position?
Captain of the Vehicle Patrol.
How long have you been in that position?
Coming up on a year.
Okay. And how long have you been with the Cargo Police Department?
Approximately 13 years.
Okay. So I'm going to take you back to April 4th, 2019. Do you recall responding to an apartment complex that day?
Yes, ma'am. On that day, I believe it was roughly around 22, 26. Responded to a witness complaint of shots fired at 4681 South Elkstone Place East. Myself and a couple other CPD officers and SV pulled up on scene, pulled up to the entrance point of the Meridian Apartments, and the gate was already opened by, I believe, another occupant of the complex. He was saying, hey, the shots are coming up from this apartment complex. Me and one of my partners, Officer McLean, we rounded about apartment complex, I believe it was 204 or 205 of building 8. And then when we were coming up the stairwell, one of the tenants from the apartment complex say that the shots were coming from the top right apartment. So myself and Officer McLean went up the stairwell, made a right, observed a male subject down on the ground in the front entryway of the apartment in a pool of blood. Saw a female victim sitting or braced against the wall to the male victim, and then I observed the suspect. A little ways behind him, there was an island, kitchen island, in that apartment complex, and she was standing to the right of that on the weapon.
Okay. And at any time did she put down the weapon once you arrived?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Could you tell us what happened with that?
So, once we got there, I observed her with the weapon, myself, and the on-scene officers were trying to communicate with her to put down the weapon. I don't recall how long or how much time it lasts, but after some time, we requested a less lethal beanbag gun to be called up, and that's when Officer Jenkins deployed that, and she immediately fell to the ground. And that's when we went into the apartment complex, secure it, and secured a weapon.
Could you describe to the jury what exactly is a less lethal firearm?
A less lethal weapon system is typically it's a 12-gauge shotgun that's been converted to a less lethal means. It's deployed by a super sock, which is a small, approximately 4 inches Kevlar type of cloth. That's inside that Kevlar cloth is number 8 lead pellets, and it's a means for us to deploy it during violent situations. It can still be lethal, but it's a less lethal means to try to incapacitate the subject in order to get them under custody.
And I don't recall if you stated it before, but which officer employed the less lethal?
That was Officer Kelly Jenkins.
Okay. And you stated that you saw the suspect hit the ground?
Correct.
Okay. Do you see that same suspect in the courtroom today?
Yes, ma'am. She's right sitting down in front of me.
Could you describe what she's wearing?
White jacket, blue shirt, glasses.
Your Honor, if we could have the record reflect that Captain Draper has identified the defendant.
The record reflect that the defendant has been identified.
Okay. And if you recall, how many times was the suspect hit with the less lethal?
One time.
Okay. And after she was hit, do you recall who secured the scene or who cleared the weapon?
I believe that was Officer McLean, because myself and the other officers, we didn't know who else was in the apartment, and we went to the left, and that's when Officer McLean secured the weapon, and I believe put it on the island, if I recall correctly.
Okay. And do you recall any other weapons being recovered from the scene?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so neither of the two people that were on the ground had weapons?
Yes, ma'am.
And did you do anything else pertaining to this investigation?
No.
And this apartment complex that you responded to, you said it was on Elkstone Place?
Yes, at Meridian Apartments off of Shea Road.
Okay, is that in Shelby County?
Yes, ma'am.
I'll pass the witness, Your Honor.
Cross-examination.
Thank you, Ryan. Good morning, Captain Draper.
Good morning.
I just have a couple questions for you, okay? On April the 4th, you responded to a shots fired call, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And you had information that there were two people down?
What I recall, it was just shots fired and they were screaming.
Okay. How many officers arrived at the scene?
Initially, I want to say it was myself, Officer Dunlap, and Officer McLean, but there was additional officers that showed up shortly after.
Do you recall how many officers total responded?
No, ma'am.
Do you recall how long you were there prior to the firing of the less lethal?
No, ma'am.
Now, when you arrived on the scene, you had your sidearm.
I had my rifle.
Okay. I thought you had both.
Well, yes, but I had my rifle in conjunction to my sidearm.
So it's a Glock that you carry?
Yes, ma'am.
And a Bushmaster rifle?
Yes, ma'am.
And when you went up the stairs, you had your Bushmaster rifle?
Yes, ma'am.
In your hands?
Yes, ma'am.
And when you went up to where that apartment is, when you came to the doorway where you could see in, and you saw that Ms. Daniels was standing there with a weapon, you raised your gun, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Because you had a person inside with a weapon?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, you are trained in dealing with that kind of situation, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Y'all get training in what's called the use of force continuum, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And that goes from no force at all to deadly force.
Yes, ma'am.
And less lethal is below the deadly force.
Yes, ma'am.
Less lethal can include the super sock that you were talking about, or the rubber pellets, things like that?
Yes, ma'am.
But the deadly force would involve typically your sidearm.
In that case there, it was typically less lethals are used for, you know, it's another tool for us to address the situation. And for us, even though deadly force would have been authorized in that circumstance, we decided to try to use another means to resolve the situation peacefully and the best we could.
Absolutely. And y'all are trained to go as far down on the continuum as you can, right?
Depending on the situation, yes, ma'am.
You don't want to jump to the most extreme if you don't have to.
Yes, ma'am.
And so when you encountered Ms. Daniels, did you see her? Did you see her?
Yes, ma'am.
You had a good visual. Do you remember how far apart you were?
I can't recall the exact footage, but it was a ways distance. I was at the top of the stairwell. You had the apartment with both parties in the entranceway to the apartment, and then she was a little further back, closer in the interior portion of the apartment.
When you were speaking with her, were you still back at the stairwell, or were you closer up to the apartment?
Still back where I was.
Okay. You could see her in
Correct.
The apartment?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. But you did talk to her?
Attempted to. I did not get a response.
She was very visibly upset.
I did not see any emotion from what I recall. She would not communicate back to me.
Okay, so you were talking to her and she did not talk back to you at all?
Correct. We were telling her to put down the firearm, something to that extent, but we weren't getting a response from that.
Were you seeing her at that point behaving in a threatening way to the two people on the ground?
Our priority at that point was to try to detain and secure the situation because we had injured parties.
Right, but my question was, did you see her at that point in time threatening the two people on the ground?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Did you see her at any point, and this obviously is going to depend on where you were standing.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see her at any point putting the gun to her own head, to her own chest, and to her own mouth?
If I recall correctly, at some point in our attempts to communicate with her, she did point the firearm towards herself, but I don't recall exactly what, if it was the head or the chest area.
Okay. And during that whole period of time, you're trying to talk to her and she's not even...
There's no response. At one point, I do recall talking with Ms. Perry, asking her what the name of the subject was to try to convince her to put down the firearm, but it did not work.
So at some point, y'all determined the best course of action was to utilize that less lethal.
Yes, ma'am.
And once you did that, she was taken into custody?
Yes, right? Ma'am.
And paramedics then came to take care of Tabitha and Burvis.
Yes, ma'am.
At any point, did Latasha point the gun at any of the officers?
No, ma'am.
Did you ever see her point the gun at Tabitha or Burvis again?
No, ma'am.
Do you recall the initial attempt to deploy the less lethal not being successful at the first gun jammed?
I do believe that there was a malfunction with the first one, and that's when we had to call it for a second one.
Okay. Somebody had to run down to their car, come back up, and...
Somebody. I don't recall exactly who it was, but because I was... Me and the other officers there had to... We stayed where we were because we didn't want to lose sight.
And somebody brought up the less lethal, gave it to Jenkins, and Jenkins is the one who deployed the less lethal.
Correct.
That's all I have. Thank you, Captain.
Thank you, ma'am.
Read that here.
Right, next step, Dan, sir.
Thank you, ma'am.
I'm going to call your next witness.
State calls Officer McLean.
Swear affirm to tell the whole truth?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, you may have a seat, sir.
Appreciate it.
Good
morning.
Good morning.
Could you state and spell your name for the record, please?
Yes, ma'am. It is Richard Austin McLean, RichardMcClain. Right now, I'm employed with Shelby County Sheriff's Office.
Have you always been employed with them?
No, ma'am.
Where were you previously?
From 2016 to 19, I was employed by the Cardinal Police Department.
And how long were you there?
3 years.
And what was the last position you held while there?
Patrolman.
So while you were at the Cardinal Police Department, do you recall, I'm going to take you back to April 4th, 2019, do you recall responding to an apartment complex that day?
Yes.
Okay, and was that apartment complex on Elkstone Place?
Yes.
It was in Shelby County?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and why did you respond there?
Shots fired call.
Okay, and who else was with you on that day?
Like officer-wise, I'm guessing?
Correct.
You had Dunlap, Draper, Jenkins, DeBaldo, and myself.
Okay, and what happened when you got to that scene?
Myself, Officer Dunlap, and Officer Draper were the first three on scene, I believe, or right around the same time. We all started clearing the bottom floor, at which point we came into contact with the tenant, who advised us that the shots were coming from an upstairs apartment.
Okay. And did you ever go upstairs to that upstairs apartment?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what happened once you got there?
As we made our approach upstairs, Officers Dunlap and Draper were in the hallway, and I was on the stairs, and we could see a male black and a female black within the doorway on the floor.
They were on the floor?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And so you said you were on the stairwell?
Yes.
What happened and what did you see when you were on the stairwell?
I saw Officer Dunlap and Draper and myself. We started giving verbal commands to drop the weapon, at which point did not happen. I called for a less lethal, at which point the less lethal was brought up. It did misfire twice. I asked for another one, went and got it, at which point that less lethal did work and was successful, at which point we did move in to the apartment.
Okay. So you said that there were verbal commands that happened, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. At what point did you see a suspect?
I might have peeked in just to see what was going on and radioed to our dispatch and responding officers so everybody knew what was going on.
Okay. And to your knowledge, was the less lethal employed?
As in?
Did they shoot it?
Yes.
Okay. Did you see it when it was shot?
Yes, I heard less lethal, less lethal, and then, of course, boom.
So, at that point, did you stay in the stairwell, or did you go up to the apartment?
I made entry into the apartment.
And what happened once you got in?
Observed the two victims were on the floor, and our suspect was laying on the floor inside the kitchen, at which point Officer Draper secured the gun from the suspect's hand with his foot, and I made the gun safe. I cleared the gun.
Okay. So you had the gun in your hand?
Yes.
Okay. And what did you see when you had the gun in your hand?
There were several rounds in the magazine and not one in the chamber.
So in your experience, when you're looking at these guns, if there is not one chambered, but there's a magazine in the gun, what could that mean?
It could possibly
Objection
mean...
Objection to speculation. What was the question?
I asked, in his experience, what would it mean if there was one chambered and if there was a magazine in the gun? He's testifying to his experience.
Yeah, I think he can, if he's familiar enough with guns, that foundation could be laid that he could say, if you pulled the trigger, what would happen? But I don't think that he can speculate about why something would be that way.
Just lay the proper foundation.
If there was nothing chambered in the gun, and there was a magazine in the gun, and if it was fired, what would happen?
It would go boom, and a round would go somewhere.
Even though there was not one chambered?
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question correctly. If there was not one chambered, the gun would basically click, and there would be no explosion or round going through that gun.
I'll pass the witness, Your Honor.
All right, cross-examination.
Good morning, Officer McClain. My name is Arthur Horn. How are you?
Doing good, sir.
You might want to fix your collar on your jacket.
Oh, appreciate it.
Okay. So, taking you back to April 4, 2019, you get a shots fired call. Were you in your vehicle solo or were you riding with the partner?
I was solo.
Okay. And you get this call and you arrive at the scene of the Meridian Apartments, correct?
Yes, sir.
And when you get there, who's there with you?
Officer Dunlap and Draper.
Okay.
When I first arrived.
All right. Did you grab your 12 gauge or did you go straight to the apartment with just your standard pistol. Glock issue?
Standard Glock issue, pistol. Oh.
Did the other officers go with their standard weapons or did they go?
Officer Draper had his SWAT issued rifle, okay. And I'm not sure about Officer Dunlap.
Okay. Was Officer McClain there at that point?
Was who?
I mean, not Officer McClain. Was Officer Jenkins there at that point?
She arrived within a few seconds to a minute right behind, if I recall correctly.
Okay. And you go up the stairs to this apartment, and when you first walk into the apartment, you see a female subject on the ground, correct?
I did not walk into the apartment. Okay. I was in the stairwell.
Okay, in the stairwell. Could you see the female...
Yes, sir.
Subject on the ground?
Yes, sir.
Could you see the male subject on the ground?
Yes, sir.
Could you see Miss Daniels?
No, sir.
Okay. At any point, could you see Miss Daniels?
As I said earlier, I might have peeked in so that I could radio to our dispatch and other officers what was going on.
Okay. So when you peeked in, did you see Miss Daniels?
For maybe a brief second.
Okay. And when you observed Miss Daniels, she never raised a gun at you or any of the other officers?
As far as I can recall, I never saw that.
Okay.
I can say I saw that she had a gun in her hand.
Okay. Did you see her point the gun at herself?
I cannot testify to that. I did not see that.
So you never saw her point the gun at her mouth, her chest, or her hand?
No, sir. I cannot testify to that. Did okay. not see it.
At some point, well, let me stop you. You all are trained in the use of deadly force, correct?
Correct.
You've been with the Collierville Police Department, and now you're with the Shelby County Sheriff's Office.
Yes, sir.
Right? And it's called the deadly force, use of deadly force continuum.
Mm-hmm.
Correct? And
yes,
there's sort of two extremes. There's the less lethal,
mm-hmm.
correct, all the way over to deadly force. And you were the one that made the decision to use the less lethal means to try to take Ms. Daniels down, correct?
We all decided that. Okay. But it is a tool to use other than deadly force.
Okay.
It was an option to have.
Okay. And it was an option, and you guys, you called for it. I think you testified earlier,
yes,
correct?
Sir. Mm-hmm.
And were you the one who made the first attempt?
Firing the less lethal?
Yes.
No, sir, I was not trying to fire a less lethal.
Who was the first person to make that attempt?
Officer Jenkins.
Okay, and she tried that twice?
Yes, sir.
And it jammed?
It misfired.
Misfired.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then at some point, did you run down to get another 12
yes,
gauge?
Yes, sir.
To do the less lethal?
Yes, sir.
And you came back upstairs? And you did it?
No, sir. I gave it to Officer Jenkins.
And Officer Jenkins did it?
Yes, sir. I was not trained in Wesley.
Okay. But Officer Jenkins was?
Yes, sir.
How much time elapsed between the first attempt and the second attempt?
As in when we had to change out less lethals?
Correct.
5 seconds, maybe.
Okay. And from the time that you got there until the time the second less lethal means was employed, how much time passed?
Can't recall to exactly that.
Okay. 5 minutes?
Possibly less than that.
Okay. And when Officer Jenkins did it the second time, she hit Ms. Daniels, correct?
Yes.
She fell to the floor?
Yes.
Did you clear the weapon or did someone else clear the weapon?
I cleared the weapon.
Explain to the jury what clearing the weapon.
Yes, sir. So basically it means clearing the firearm, which makes it safe. You remove the mag, you pull the slide back, slide lock, and you check to make sure there's no round in the chamber or anything like that.
Okay. And earlier you were asked a question about having a bullet in the chamber,
yes,
versus...
Sir.
Having them in the magazine.
Yes, sir.
On that particular weapon, you would have to clear the slide to get the bullet into the chamber, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You were able to take down Ms. Daniels, and she was taken into custody after you cleared the weapon, correct?
She was already down once I cleared the weapon.
Okay, and she was taken into custody?
Yes, sir.
If I can have a minute, you know. I'll pass the witness.
All right, read, I'm ready.
No,
we don't have to.
All right,
thanks, ma'am.
State calls Detective Chris Roberts.
Yeah, could we approach briefly before he's called to the stand?
Yes.
There's more of the Preacher's Side Chick Murder Trial of Latasha Daniels coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment from the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.